This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, President Trump has just unveiled a plan to combat prescription drug monopoly pricing. It's a bold move, and it's fulfilling a campaign promise that he made. Prescription drug prices are, of course, bankrupting much of America, bankrupting cities, bankrupting pension funds, bankrupting companies, families, individuals, governments, you name it. Prescription drug prices are monopoly priced. And the problem with prescription drug prices is, in fact, government. The government is who pays really most of the bills to the pharmaceutical industry. Big pharma could not exist without big government. Just keep that in mind. The pharmaceutical system is not a free market system. The medical system is a monopoly. It's enforced and protected by the FDA. And it does not resemble anything close to free market dynamics. Drug companies charge basically whatever they want, and then they get reimbursed because most people never see the prices of the drugs that they're consuming. That's because, well, it's a third-party payer system. This is the problem with the healthcare system. This is the problem with insurance. It's a third-party payer system. People don't shop around and get the best price for the best results. They simply want coverage, which means somebody else pays for it. So people run around looking for jobs that provide coverage. In other words, they get a job so that the job will have a healthcare plan, so that the healthcare plan will pay for their healthcare costs and their prescription drugs so that they don't have to pay out of their own pockets. And that is the racket. And then people go to the doctor and they, quote, take advantage of the plan and they get medical services and they get prescription drugs. And who covers the costs? Well, in many cases, it's taxpayers because it's Medicaid or Medicare, you know, state and federal. In other cases, it's companies, it's health insurance plans. One way or another, it comes back to you. If you're buying into the healthcare system, you are paying for monopoly-priced drugs. So Trump is working to combat that. This is another brilliant move by Donald Trump. The only other thing that he could do that's more brilliant than this, in my opinion, would be to announce that he's seeking to end prohibition against cannabis, which would be a brilliant move, let me tell you. He would keep on winning elections if he legalized cannabis nationwide. Might as well, because the states are doing it. Or if he just said that we'll back off from a federal level and let the states decide for themselves what to do about it. You know, let the states decide. 10th Amendment issue. That's what he could also do. That would be very, very effective. But on prescription drug prices, I haven't yet seen the details of the plan, but Trump says that he's going to bring more competition back to the system. Now, what's interesting, a lot of people don't know this, is I believe it was former President George W. Bush. I believe it's him, not 100% sure. But I think he's the one who signed or approved an agreement with the drug companies to make sure that government would never negotiate prices. So government would pay whatever retail price the drug companies were demanding, which, of course, is a ripoff price because drug companies, they buy ingredients for, let's say, 3 cents per pill, and then they sell it for, you know, $300 a pill if they could get away with it. Sometimes it's $30 a pill. Some prescription drugs are actually marked up literally over 65,000% over the cost of their raw materials. I mean, think about that. A business where you have a 65,000% markup and then they use the rest of the money to lobby Congress and keep the racket going. Or to bribe doctors and incentivize doctors for prescribing those pills. So doctors get bribed. You know, GlaxoSmithKline pleaded guilty to bribing a network of over 44,000 doctors, I believe. I don't remember what year that was. It was under Obama. It was the largest settlement that the Department of Justice had ever reached with any corporation. It was a $3 billion settlement, if memory serves correctly. So GlaxoSmithKline admitted to mass bribery and effectively medical fraud. And that system has become the status quo system. And of course, it's bankrupting America. It's bankrupting the country. It's bankrupting, like I said, households and corporations and governments and pension funds, everybody, you know, retirement funds. So Trump is trying to take aim at it. and he's trying to bring back some price competition. That's huge. That's incredibly important, because without that, Big Pharma will leech off the country to the point of economic collapse. I mean, Big Pharma, look, their business model, let's be honest, their business model is not about treating disease. It's not about preventing disease. It's not about making people healthy. It's about extracting the maximum amount of GDP out of the economy while calling it medicine, calling it treatment, but it's fake. It's fake medicine. Most pharmaceuticals don't work most of the time. It's fake medicine in nearly every case. Even when it does what it says it's going to do, like, oh, they say you have high blood pressure. Here, take this medication, and it lowers your blood pressure. It's artificial. It doesn't solve the underlying reason why your blood pressure is high. It just artificially lowers your blood pressure. They call it a cure or a treatment, more likely. But the medication doesn't help you. In fact, it usually has more side effects that are even more toxic. So if you have diabetes, you know, they give you a diabetes drug instead of saying, hey, stop drinking soda pop, you moron. You know, get off the couch, move your ass, you know, once a day, at least get up, walk around the yard, do something, for God's sake. I mean, you're just sitting there eating Oreos all day and watching daytime TV. Yeah, sure, you're going to need diabetes drugs, but you could stop this. You could change your health habits, but no one is being told this information by the status quo, because there's so much profit in drugging people for life. There's so much money in it. Statin drugs are a major racket, just a huge racket. Statin drugs destroy people's lives. They destroy people's health. They don't do anything to address underlying symptoms of why someone might have so-called high cholesterol, and they keep changing the definition of that too. They keep lowering the definition of high cholesterol so that more and more people qualify for statin drugs. It's a racket, people. It's a racket. Well, Trump has known this for a very long time. And of course, so have I, if you've been following my work on Natural News. For over, 15 years now, I've been talking about the scam of pharmaceuticals and statin drugs and other, you know, diabetes drugs, antidepressant drugs, and what have you. Statin drugs are a massive scam. The whole drug system as it exists today is a massive medical racket. It's fraud. It's a monopolistic fraud with price protection by the FDA, which works for the drug companies, by the way. So, just as Trump has been working to disassemble the deep state and take down the criminals and the fraudsters inside government, he's also taking aim at Big Pharma now, which is really awesome. Because Trump can't be bought off, you see. He doesn't need money. He wants to see America turn around and healed. He wants to see America more prosperous. And you can't be prosperous when 25% of the economy is just drugging the people for profit. And that's what healthcare has become, just mass drugging for profit. That is not a sustainable business model. It's not an economic model for abundance, I should say. It really doesn't work long term. So Trump is taking aim at it, and he's going to be very effective. So what will Trump put in place exactly for this? I'm not sure. I am sure that it's not enough, but it's a good start. I applaud Trump for this move. It's a good start. But I tell you what the real answer would be, is to end the monopoly that's enforced by the FDA. Allow anyone to sell natural products, nutritional products, with the appropriate health claims and disease prevention claims that are supported by science. You should open up the market. Actually have a free market. Actually have price competition. Instead of just having a monopoly for the drug companies where, you know, they are the ones who dominate the med schools and they're the ones who dominate medical clinics and hospitals and so on. You should open it up so that there's a real price competition. And insurance is a big problem in all this. The structure of insurance, the third-party payer problem, where people don't price shop. And I have an answer for this, by the way. And I've mentioned this a couple times before, but it's a national voucher system. It's kind of a combination of a free market system that's subsidized by the government for the poorest citizens so they don't have healthcare costs. So check this out. What if the government issued a like a debit card, like a healthcare debit card, to every legal citizen, where every person got, I don't know, let's say $250 a month, or let's call it $300 a month, whatever, in credit on that card. And with that credit, you can purchase any health-related services. You could go to a doctor, you could go to a hospital, you can go buy vitamins at a health food store, you can go see a massage therapist, you can see an acupuncturist, a Chinese medicine doctor, or a chiropractor. It's your choice how you want to spend that $300. What would happen is people would start to shop around. And they would realize, hey, I could either get this one prescription filled for $300, or I could go see a massage therapist for, you know, five times or whatever the price might be, depending on where you live. Which one is going to help your health more? You know, people would start making these decisions and assessing what works. And here's the best part. Wherever you spend your money, you get to vote. You get to vote on the effectiveness of that service. So if you buy, I don't know, $300 worth of chiropractic care, then you get to go onto a government-run website that knows you made that purchase because you use that debit card that's a government-issued card, and you get to vote on how good that service was. Was it effective for you? You know, you give it a rating. So the government is doing two things. Number one, they're bringing down prices all across the country because people will start price comparison shopping to get the best deals. Secondly, you're starting to gather ratings of what works and what doesn't work. So if people want to go spend all their money on some expensive surgery, you know, have some very, very expensive hip replacement procedure, then they're going to vote on it, on how well it went, and maybe they can vote over time. They can vote right after the service, and they can vote again in 6 months or a year, so we have sort of a long-term assessment of what's working and what's not working. Or they could go, let's say, join a gym using that same debit card, and they could have a gym membership, and they could buy some turmeric supplements that might ease their joint pain, for example, and they could end up only spending a few hundred a month on turmeric and gym memberships, and they might not need a hip replacement because now they're in charge. They're shopping. And for catastrophic events like someone's diagnosed with cancer or someone has a horrible accident, there can be systems in place on that debit card as well for catastrophic compensation with, let's say, a lifetime limit or a request for documentation or a police report or emergency room report, things like that. So there can be mechanisms in place. Ultimately, we have to bring back the free market in order to control healthcare costs. As long as we have this monopoly system run by Big Pharma and run by a corrupt government, i.e. the FDA, and run by corrupt doctors who are taking bribes, which they almost all do, by the way. Not all of them, but most of them do. As long as we have that system in place, healthcare will never be affordable because the drug companies don't want it to be affordable. They want it to be expensive. They want to extract as much money as possible from the healthcare system. And to do that, they have to keep it priced in a monopoly price control system, which is what we have today. Trump is taking aim at that. And he has begun the process of dismantling the monopoly system, but it's going to take a lot more work over time. This is a good start on Trump's part. I haven't read all the details, but just taking aim at Big Pharma is a good start. Almost no matter what is contained in the deal, as long as it's based on some restoration of free market principles, it's going to be good for America. So it's a good start, but there's much more that needs to be done. And of course, you can read my website, naturalnews.com, to hear more commentary and see more articles every single day on this topic. We've also got, by the way, medicine.news, which covers a lot of pharmaceutical medicine, latest scientific research about medicines, and almost everything that's published at medicine.news cites at least one science journal or medical journal, by the way. So check out medicine.news. And for more general layperson type of health advice, we've got health.news. That's a little more sort of general public information, not necessarily citing science and medicine studies, but sometimes they do as well. So check out those websites. You'll find a lot of value there. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.